Elon Musk, Minnesota election law that allows a voter to vouch for eight others made for fraud. By Lowell Coffee Law on December 31, 2025. Allegations of rampant human services fraud in Minnesota tied to the Somali community have now sparked concerns over the state's voter registration law that allows a person to go to a polling place and vouch for eight other people who can then cast ballots with same-day registration. A registered voter from your precinct can go with you to the polling place to sign an oath confirming your address. This is known as vouching. A registered voter can vouch for up to eight voters, the Minnesota Secretary of State website reads. Made for fraud, Elon Musk wrote on X this week in a repost of the policy. Exactly what vouching establishes for the potential voter is up for interpretation. Fox News has been reporting that a person can vouch for up to eight people without ID verification. However, according to the New York Post's reporting, those being vouched for still must provide at least one form of identity verification, which includes a valid Minnesota driver's license or learner's permit, a receipt for them, or a tribal identification card that includes a photo and signature, according to the rules. Vouching is then used to verify a potential voter's residence in the precinct. As long as the prospective voter can prove they live in the state, proof of ID can include a driver's license or learner's permit from any of the 50 states, a passport, an expired ID, military ID, or high school or college ID. Critics have noted despite those conflicting interpretations, those rules still leave a big loophole, namely Governor Tim Walz's 2023 driver's licenses for all bill, which allows people to obtain licenses regardless of immigration status. Those licenses do not indicate whether the person is a citizen or not, despite being regularly used to register to vote, the Post reported. Related, Maya Cook, Tim Walz needs to resign over massive Minnesota fraud. Utah Senator Mike Lee weighed in on the vouching policy and said the answer to potential fraud is his save. Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, Act. It requires voters to provide proof of citizenship before voting in federal elections. It passed the House but has stalled in the Senate. The Senate should send it to President Trump's desk for signature ASAP, Lee posted on X. Conservative activist Scott Pressler has been pounding away at the state's voting requirements following citizen reporter Nick Shirley's viral videos exposing alleged fraud at child care centers in the state. He pointed out how easily it could sway results in close elections. Did you know that in 2008 500,000 voters, or nearly 19% of all voters in Minnesota, registered on Election Day, he told Fox News. And did you know that former Senator Al Franken was elected by 312 votes? This vouching system clearly opens the door for potential fraud. A spokesman for the Secretary of State vouching policy told Fox News the policy has been intact for more than 50 years. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and nine other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.